The mayor of Poughkeepsie, New York, is recovering at home after testing positive for COVID-19. Republican Mayor Rob Rollison says he wasn't feeling well last Monday, November 23rd, and stayed home.
I'm feeling much better. The biggest thing that I had, and it's pretty much subsided, it was just the fatigue of just, doing normal things, walking around, going up and down the stairs, doing laundry, folding laundry. I noticed that it was just, kind of sucking the life out of me a little bit while I was doing that, and had to make some pains first few days. That went away, and then it was just the fatigue, and that's pretty much gone now. I'm feeling, better. I mean, I'm not certainly, you don't feel 100%, and I guess, people that I know who have had it, and thankfully everybody has recovered, is that for some of them, it's taken a long time to really get your full strength back. So hopefully that won't be the case here. But I'm just taking it easy.
And you said you don't know where you got it.
No. And you have been very, mindful of what you're supposed to do and not do. And we, have taken a lot of precautions, at City Hall. And, we did have, a spike there, really for the first time during this pandemic at City Hall, and our Department of Public Works workforce, some of our police officers, some of our firefighters. But we really sort of kind of isolated, I think, to the extent that we could within City Hall. I mean, we were doing, virtual meetings even from the same floor, trying to avoid as much contact as possible, really everybody masking up when we were with other people, social distancing. And Allison, you just don't know, and you can be as cautious can be, and it still can find you. That's the thing that people need to understand, that, you need to be vigilant, don't be footloose and fancy free, because even the best, procedures and protocols you put in place, something can still happen. And, one of the things, and this has been said, but it can never be overstated, is that if you don't feel well, don't go to work. Don't go to an event. Don't go to your neighbor's house. Really, don't go anywhere until you feel better. And if you feel, some of those symptoms, as I did, then get tested. Because, I didn't feel good, really Monday, just was tired. So I decided, I'm going to work from home. And as the day went on, I really just started to feel achy. And I'm like, geez, this doesn't feel good. And then had a fever Monday night and, got tested Tuesday, rapid, and the PCR, and the rapid came back negative. And then the PCR several days later came back positive. But I kind of figured something was up because, as I said earlier, had the aches and then they started to go away. But the fatigue was something I had never experienced before in my life. And we've been encouraging employees that can, if they want to, especially some of our employees with underlying health conditions, you can work from home. We've limited access to City Hall. So we really haven't had to, curtail the services, especially of the City Hall operations. So I'm like, I'm going to work from home today. That was at Monday. And because I had a few things, but they were all either phone calls or virtuals. And then, as the day went on, I really started to feel kind of crummy. And that's when my fever, spiked up to, I think it was 101, something, 100.1. And then that's when, my wife, Lori's like, well, that's not good. And I'm like, no, because normally I don't have fevers, right?
Yeah.
So, got a hold of PulseMD and got in there on Tuesday. They were, it was good. I got right in, got tested, and it was negative. And it's, it's interesting too, Allison, like on Tuesday when I drove out to PulseMD on 44, I felt really good. And they took my temperature. My temperature was like 96 something or 97, and waited in the lot like you wait, like a good person, a good patient. And they said negative. I'm like, okay, I'm good. And then I wasn't good.
Many Republicans on the national level, as you well know, have been dismissive of the virus, encouraging gatherings, all of that kind of stuff. Does your experience change any opinion about public health messaging, either locally or nationally?
You know, not really, because I've always felt that, you know, being cautious and cautionary and vigilant was the right thing to do anyway. But from a personal aspect, yes, in that, you know, it just shows you this is an indiscriminate virus. It doesn't have any particular way about itself other than people can get infected. And I did, and I don't know how. And I thought I was, you know, always at least coming from the right place, right? Always wearing a mask and, you know, washing my hands and doing all those things. So from the aspect, and I've heard this from a lot of people, you know, one of our police officers got back earlier in the fall. Several of them got infected probably in the course of an investigation. And he actually was in the hospital. And this is a young guy, really in shape, you know, and I had texted him, just checking in with him. And he had said to me, this thing is no joke. I mean, he was hurting. And he texted me the other day, checking in on me. And now for him, it's probably 2 months ago or close. And he said, you know, he's still fatigued a little bit. You know, it lingers. So it is, as he said, this is no joke. It is no joke. And you just got to keep doing the right thing and trust your instincts and also listen to what your body's telling you.
Also Tuesday, a bipartisan group of senators proposed a $908 billion coronavirus stimulus plan that includes $160 billion in aid to state and local governments. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell shot it down, telling reporters it makes more sense to include coronavirus relief funding in a spending bill needed to avoid a government shutdown next week. Rollison says he's been disgusted by the gridlock in Washington and hopes the latest effort yields financial relief for local governments.
I mean, I just use Poughkeepsie as an example, which has, you know, struggled mightily because of, you know, the fiscal situation that, you know, we found ourselves in, you know, coming into office in 2016 and working hard to kind of dig our way out by doing the right thing and then being really hurt and really hit hard by COVID. It's easy, you know, to say because of the government, it's also families and businesses and all of that. But we can't have our economies, you know, growing around us and local governments not being able to keep up and collapsing. And I say the city's a special example because of the fact that it has this negative fund balance of $7 million. You know, it's down from when we took office. It was at 13.2. But our problem there, Allison, is we can't establish a savings account until we account for the monies that were used over a period of years, which led to this negative savings account, so to speak. And that's why, you know, relief from the federal level that trickles, you know, into the state, which then, you know, obviously our state aid is potentially in jeopardy, but we're not asking for more than we need.
You're talking about, you know, rectifying a situation that existed long before COVID when you're talking about the fund balance going from, you know,
right,
reducing from 13 to 7. That has nothing to do with COVID. But in terms of COVID, because that comes with some strings, right? You have to use it for certain things. You can't just use it for a rainy day.
Yeah, right? I mean, this is a great question. So, you know, we've received authorization through our CDBG program. We get $497,000 in a first cares kind of relief thing. Then we were allocated another $470,000, but that's specific to, at least it's supposed to be specific to programs and initiatives that are directly related to the COVID pandemic. What we need is just monies to help us make up with our revenue shortfalls to help balance the budget, say for 2020, and then having the ability to you know, get money for 2021, again, not to start new stuff, not to pay back money in the fund balance deficit. And that's not asking for that at all. It's just to make our budget whole so we can keep city services intact.
Meantime, Rollison, who was in his early 60s, says he'll get tested again and hopes to return to City Hall next week. City Hall has been closed to the public since November 17th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.